It could happen anywhere, and it did in Rochester Hills over the weekend when we saw the attack at the splash pad, these mass shootings. Right now, the U.S. Conference of Mayors is gathering in Kansas City for their annual conference, their get-together, where they discuss all of the issues confronting our nation's mayors, infrastructure investment, housing, homelessness, and, of course, public safety. Brian Barnett is the Rochester Hills mayor. He is attending there. Used to be, if I'm correct, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor Barnett, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I understand that your colleagues kind of gave you the gavel for a moment and let you tell Rochester Hills' story and what this past week has been like. What did you tell them?
You know, this is... It's been a long week, and there aren't a lot of people in the country that know what it's like to go through a situation like that, except mayors. And unfortunately, it's a fraternity that keeps growing, and it grew by our city this past week. And you know, here in the Conference of Mayors, there are a lot of folks that have gone through it. As I think I mentioned to you before, over 70 mayors called me in the couple days that followed the shooting, and so. You know, they let me share the story. We had a big press conference yesterday just was able to talk about, you know, what it was like for our community, you know, the parts that were, you know, positive, the parts that were incredibly challenging. And, you know, there's a lot of folks here that have been through it whose assistance, whose help, whose guidance, whose reminders have been really critical for me over the last few days in terms of my leadership in our community. So, you know, it's something I wish I never wish I had to go through. But when you do, and you find yourself in that situation, having some people to lean on is really important.
And Mayor, I know the mayors know all too well about this mental health crisis that we have here, you know, locally and across the country. And I'm sure they know about it as well, as they're on the front lines, and their police officers are, I'm sure, on the front lines as they're getting the calls to these events where there are people in crisis. Have you guys talked about that, or will you be talking about it at the Conference of Mayors?
It's actually been the number one focus of the current president, and I was, I think this guy mentioned, the president of this organization a few years ago. Mental health has been the number one topic that we've been focused on, and of course what happened in our city this past week, you know, is really at the cross section of two of the biggest issues in the country, gun violence and mental health. And there's so many, you know, subtopics there in terms of, you know, prevention on the front end and healing on the back end and you know, legislation somewhere in the middle and preparation for first responders and your community at large. So these are huge issues with, you know, with lots of you know, smaller components that are critical underneath. But yeah, these are things that we're going to be talking about for a long time in this country. And again, they really, you know, reared their head in our community. And, you know, that's why I think it's important to try to be with people that have been there before to try to understand any learnings they've had, both in the positive and the negative. Again, there's just not a lot of people you can talk to who have real life experience in that.
Housing, lack of housing and homelessness, a big issue nationwide. I'm wondering if that's being discussed at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I mean, especially with the Supreme Court decision at some point coming down, this city of Grants Pass versus Gloria Johnson. Can you constitutionally get rid of encampments in your downtowns? Is it being discussed there?
It is. It hasn't been my immediate focus. I did sit down yesterday with the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, privately. She and I were talking about gun violence, but obviously she's very focused on that. It tends to be more of an issue in some other communities. But again, it's not hard to see how quickly things like mental health impact homelessness and you know, so many other problems that plague the country. And so most of these conversations intertwine pretty quickly back to several, you know, high level issues that affect cities from Los Angeles to Rochester Hills. So, yeah, there's been a significant amount of discussion about that topic, especially in light of what Supreme Court may do in the coming days.
Well, and just about the very nature of municipal government and whether or not you're being big-footed by both the states and federal government, whether it's your ability to control homelessness within your own borders, or about even here in Michigan now, it's, you know, if you don't want to do a solar farm, you may not have the ability to veto it anymore. How, just in terms of autonomy, how big of a concern is that, and a big, is it a big topic?
It is, and you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, we usually, it falls under the heading of preemption, and there are, you know, Democratic mayors in red states who complain about it, and Republican mayors in blue states who complain about it, and, you know, it kind of rears its head in different forms depending on where you live, and so, but overall, you know, we are loud and vocal proponents for local control, that mayors generally understand what's best in their communities. And, you know, again, despite the partisan divide, I mean, both sides have seen it happen pretty dramatically. And we remain united in the fact that, you know, we think that the local government is the closest to the people, best able to make decisions for those they serve, and, you know, are constantly fighting that battle to make sure we have that ability.
Mr. Mayor, has there been any updates on the investigation at the splash pad or the victims of that situation?
You know, there's constant work on the case. You know, both on both ends, really. The most important thing to me remains the individuals. We still have the folks that are in critical condition that, you know, have stabilized somewhat, but still remain, you know, fighting very significant battles. I think I've shared before, my heart every single morning starts with thinking about this 8-year-old boy mm-hmm. that I am just is deeply ingrained in me, and that I'm just rooting for on a daily basis. And so there'll be more to report on both ends of this, but right now that remains my number one focus.
Well, we certainly understand that. There's this notion of prosecuting. Is that an accountability? Is that important to your residents as well, even as we go through this period of healing?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I mean, I've heard obviously some of the discussion. Obviously, the prosecutor in this case would be in Macomb, and there's you know, folks on both sides of that. I think each person's healing process and journey may be a little different. I mean, there's been some remarks about Oxford, obviously. In Oxford, the case involved a minor, and in this particular case, the shooter was someone in their 40s. So there, you know, there's that's not my focus. Mm-hmm. I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not an attorney. So, you know, I think there are other components of this that are more important in the healing process. But I'm sure that part will work itself out.
All right, very good. Mayor, we wish you well. Safe travels as you are in Kansas City, and we welcome you home and to continue to lead this healing process as you have already done so eloquently, and we appreciate that.
Well, I'm anxious to be back home, and my heart is always with my community, so thank you for having me.
All right. Mayor Brian Barnett of Rochester Hills at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. When we get back with you here at 8:44, I want to talk about this notion of everybody being eligible for the military draft. Right now, only males register. We know females, Lloyd's daughter,
yes,
serves in the military, and that's mm-hmm. something that we honor. But should they be registered for the draft, which means they wouldn't have much say if we had a call-up? We'll discuss that next. JR Morning.